Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in Simin Shin Samachay, and we are finishing up Se'if Gimel, and Bez Hashem beginning and learning Se'if Dalet as well. So this is page Reish Chav Ches Amud Beis. So we were in the middle of Se'if Gimel, where we were talking about if you have a Mavui that borders on a Chatzer, and when you're not allowed to carry in the Mavui, when you are allowed to carry in the Mavui, when the other end of that Chatzer goes into Rosh HaSarabim. So on one side, the Mavui opens into Rosh HaSarabim, on the other side, it opens up into a Chatzer, which in turn opens up into Rosh HaSarabim. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Vim Irvu B'nei HaChatzer in B'nei HaMavui, if there is an Eruv made between the B'nei HaChatzer and the B'nei HaMavui. Va'pirtza Sheba Mavui L'Chatzer Einu Mitzad HaChatzer, and the Pirtza in between the Mavui and the Chatzer is not on the side of the Chatzer. U'pirtza HaChatzer Mitzad HaSheni Einu M'chuvanus K'neged Pirtza HaMavui, and the Pirtzos of the Chatzer on the other side do not directly across from the pirtza from the chatzer to the mavui, meaning the opening from the mavui to the chatzer is not directly across from the opening from the chatzer to the Rosh HaSarabim. So if you're standing in the mavui and you look straight through the pirtza, you're not able to see straight through to the Rosh HaSarabim, because the opening from the chatzer to the Rosh HaSarabim is not aligned with the opening from the chatzer to the mavui. V'chatzer shel rabim, and the chatzer belongs to the rabim. Gama mavui mutter, then the mavui is going to be mutter as well, meaning you're going to be allowed to carry in the mavui as well. Aval im lo irvu, but if they didn't make an eruv, or afilu irvu, or even if they did make an eruv, but upirtzas chatzer the mavui mitzido, the pirtz of the chatzer to the mavui is mitzido is on its side. O afilu beemsa chatzer, or maybe meaning mitzido means on the side of the chatzer, not like right going right into the middle of the chatzer, but on one end of the chatzer, on one side of the chatzer. Oh, afilu beemtza chatzer, or even if it is in the middle of the chatzer, but upirtzas chatzer mitzad hasheni kenegda, but the pirtza from the chatzer to the Rosh HaSarabim is directly across from it. Oh, afilu eina kenegda, or even if it's not directly across from it, but v'achatzeru shel yachid, the chatzer belongs to a yachid, aser. In any of those cases, it's going to be aser. So again, the case where it's going to be aser is either there's no Eruv, or the Pirtza is on the side of the Chatzer, or the Pirtza is directly, both Pirtzas are directly across from one another, or the chatzer belongs to a yachid. Then you're not going to be allowed to carry in the mavui. And if it opens up into a rechava, into a street that's or an area, an open area that is less than sasayim, meaning the mavui doesn't open into a chatzer, the mavui on one side opens to Rosh HaSarabim, and on the other side doesn't open into a chatzer, but into a rechava, into an area where they keep stuff, I don't know, logs of wood or whatever else, and it's yosa, and it's less than Beis Sasayim. Oh, Yisrael Sasayim Hukaf Ladira, or it's more than Sasayim, but it's Hukaf Ladira, Dino Kilu Nifratz L'Chatzer. Then it's the same thing as the Mavoi being opened up into a Chatzer. Avalim Yisrael Sasayim V'Lokv Ladira, but if the Mavoi opens on one end to Rosh HaSarabim, and on the other end into an area that is larger than Sasayim and is not Hukaf Ladira, Havi Kilu Nifratz L'Karmelis V'Tzorach Tikun, then it's as if the Mavoi is opened into a Karmelis, and therefore you need a Tikun on that side. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Eino mitzad haChatzer, ela beemtza haChatzer. It's not on the side of the Chatzer. The Pirtza is in the middle of the Chatzer. Because if the side wall of the Mavui runs right into the side wall of the Chatzer, meaning the Pirtza is all the way on the side of the Chatzer, near a Kamavui Aruch, then it appears to be one long Mavui, Umoshechad Rosh HaSarabim Shekenegdom Mufulish V'yaser. And then it's considered to be open, the Mavui is considered to be opened up into the Rosh HaSarabim on both ends, and therefore it's going to be Asir. Mitzad HaSheni Kenegda, Dali Deza, Nidon HaMavui Kemufulish, Rimshach Ad Rosh HaSarabim Shekenegdo, right, if the two Pirtzos are directly across from one another, so then it's also considered to be that it's Mufulash, that it's opened up directly into the Rosh HaSarabim, and therefore it's going to be Asir. Shel Yachid Asir, if the Chatzar belongs to a Yachid, Shemi Yimalech V'yivne Batim Baruchav HaChatzar HaOdif Al HaMavui, because if it belongs to a yachid, you have to be concerned that the guy might make a decision to build houses on the width of the chutz. chatzar that extends past the mavoi, vavle mavoi nifrats mitzido shel chatzar vaser, and turn it into a mavoi that's on the side of the chatzar, because you're going to build houses to make the wall of the chatzar now directly continuous with the wall of the mavoi. Kilu nifrats lekarmelis. So we said it's as if it's nifrats lekarmelis, meaning that's in the case where the mavoi is open on one side into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but on the other side into an area that's yoser mi beis asayim, that's not hukaf ledira. So then it's as if it's opened directly into a karmelis. Valkein, and therefore afilu me'ein nichnasim kasei mavoi bifnim b'tor charochava v'avukuf v'nir mi b'chutz. Even if the wall, side walls of the mavoi do not encroach into this beis asayim area, afilu achli also letalta b'toch hamavoi, you're still not allowed to carry in the mavoi. Da'ashal ruchava gufa lamania gufuf liyos mutil talta b'toch karmelisi, because even the walls of this rechava themselves do not allow carrying in the rechava, because the rechava is a karmelis. It's the yosim b'sasayim. It's not hukaf ledira, so it's a karmelis. So echiol zela mavli. So if the walls of the rechava don't help carrying in the rechava, they can't possibly help you to carry in the mavli that's adjacent to the rechava. Let's say you have a mavui where the fourth side of the mavui, meaning it's got a chatzar on each side, one end is to Rosh Hashanah, the other end goes right into a river. You know, it's like by the docks, you know, the people who live in such a mavui probably have boats, you know. So it's so it goes right into a river. If the river edge is 10 tfachim deep, or it's at least slanted in such a way where by the time you go four amos far into the river, you're already 10 tefachim deep. So that's considered to be a mechitza at that end. So you don't need any further tikkun at that end. Because the fact that there's water there doesn't take away the status of the mechitza. But if on the river side of things, on the city side of things, it doesn't go in, it doesn't have a very steep decline into the river. It's very it goes very slowly. So you go four amos and you're still less than 10 tefachim deep. Even though later it goes deeper. Imhu rachav yoser me'asar amos bein habatim l'makom hazeh pshita da'asar. If there's more than 10 amos between the houses and where it actually gets so steep, then it's going to be it's pashat that it's asar. You don't have shari yesh pirtzah mefsakas bein ha'mechitza la'abatim, because you have a pirtzah that separates between the mechitza and the homes. And even if it's less than that shear, it could be that it's going to be asur, because you don't want people to think that the heter is because of the edge that's at the end of the river that goes down 10 tefachim within arba amos. And then they'll come to be matir even if there's no tikkun and it's totally mufulish. But in the Bir Lach, we said that in the case of need, we could be Mekel. Sif Dalit. Mutu l'shtamish tachas hakora u'keneged alechi. Meaning when you have a mavoi that you're misakin with a lechi or a korah, so the area directly under the korah or directly across from the lechi, you're allowed to use as well. It's not only inside of where the korah is or inside of where the lechi. Even the area right under the korah or right across from the lechi is mutter as well. V'ani mili b'psoch l'rush But that's only if the mavoi opens into Rosh Hashanah. Aval bepasuach lekarmelis aser. But if the mavoi opens into a karmelis, then that area is aser. Bein tachas hakora, bein keneged alechi, both underneath the kora and keneged alechi. Mneishem mitzarif lekarmelis shetzlo, because that area becomes part of the karmelis that it's adjacent to. Shematzam min asmino v'neor, because it's considered to be a min b'mino, that the two are like kinds of areas. Areas, the Carmelis and the area across from the Lechi or underneath the Korah. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Mechatheu, Kenegra Lechi, Ratzalom, Ben Shatikin Amavi Bekora or Belechi, Mutul Shamish Kenegdam. Whether you were Mesakin this Mavi with a Korah or with a Lechi, you're allowed to use that area. Miu, Yesh Poskim to Sorb Dafka, Kishab Makam Shakenegra Lechi, Lohoybok Shir Abad Tvachim, Alabad Tvachim. Now that's only if the area is less than 4x4 Tvachim, does Batal Gabi Pnim, Umutul Shamish Tachtav. Then we say that area is batal to the area inside, and you're allowed to use it v'chein lahach misham lifnim, and you're allowed to carry from there to further into the mavoi. Aval k'shiyish b'zashet harba alabav v'kol shkin yoser. But if it's 4x4 tefachim or more, nechshev zehamakom kekarmelus in yishasul talta barakto harba amos, then that area becomes like a karmelus. In that, you're only allowed to carry within 4 amos. V'chein lahotzi menelushus ramalach nusushus yachr aser. And likewise, like a karmelus, you would not be allowed to carry from there to Rosh Hashanah, nor from there to Rosh Hashanah. V'yesh poskim shein mechalkim b'zeh, but there are other poskim that are not mechalik. V'sofim dafi liyesh barabal arba gamkin batal gabi pinim. And they hold that even if it's 4x4 tvachim, it becomes batal to the area inside. Aval b'pesuach l'karmelus, we said, however, if it opens up into a karmelus, then you're not allowed to utilize the area underneath the korah or across from the lechi. Afalgav to be alma karmelus kail mirosh Hashanah, even though normally a karmelus makes things less chamor than a Rosh Hashanah. But over here we say that the area under the korah or across from the lechi is similar enough to the karmelus that it becomes an extension of the karmelus. Pirish to karmelus shebein lechayayim afim lo haya bo shir karmelus mitchila shlo haya arba l'arba tfachim matzah minas mino shechutz lo v'neir mishnaso v'nischazik l'tzarif l'karmelus shebetzido. That the area between the lechis or under the korah fundamentally is really a karmelus, and even though it's not 4x4 tefachim, so it doesn't have the dimensions of a karmelus, but since fundamentally it's really like a karmelus, if it borders on a karmelus, it becomes part of the karmelus. V'shem karmelus alav asul l'shamish tachtav gam lachnis l'fnim, and therefore you're not allowed to use the area underneath or to carry from there to inside. Mashein kein, but b'sof l'Rosh Hashanah shu'ein mino klal, as opposed to if it opens up to Rosh Hashanah, then the area under the korah or across from the lachis has nothing in common with the Rosh Hashanah that it's adjacent to. So then in mitzarif imo, so it's not mitzarif to it, a batal gabe pinim, and becomes batal to the inside. Bein tachas hakorah b'sefer El Yerabe mitzadid lahak l'shtamish tachas hakorah afilu p'suach l'karmelus. The El Yerabe disagrees with what it says in the Shulchan Aruch over here, and he says that when you're adjacent to a karmelus, you may use the area underneath the korah. V'chein pasuk b'sefer Evan Ozer, and the Evan Ozer agrees u'bepradim korah chavar ba tefachim u'bria l'kabel ma'aziva, especially if the korah is 4 tefachim wide and strong enough to hold some weight. Bevadai mutar afilu p'suach l'karmelus depitikri. Because then we would apply the principle of Pitikri Yor V'sosim, and we would consider that to be a valid mechitza. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that if you made an Erev between the Chatzer and the Mavoi that opens up into that Chatzer, and the Pirtza and the Mavoi is not on the side of the Chatzer, and they're not directly across from one another, and the Chatzer belongs to the Rabbim, so then the Mavui would be Mutter. But if you're missing any one of those 4 qualifications, then carrying in the Mavui is going to be Aser. And the Mishnah Berurah spoke about when one end of the Mavui goes into Rosh Hashanah and the other end of the Mavui goes into a river. So if the edge of the river forms its own mechitza, you don't need any further tikkun. But if it doesn't form its own mechitza, then you do need a further tikkun. And then in Sif Dalet we spoke about when, oh, and we also spoke about if it opens up, if the mavoi opens up on one end into a rechava that's more than base asayim and is not hukaf ledira, so that's like opening up into a karmelus, which requires its own tikkun. And then in Sif Dalet we spoke about utilizing the area directly under the korah and directly across from the lechi, where paradoxically it's better for it to be bordering Rosh Hashanah than bordering a karmelus. So when you border Rosh Hashanah, you are allowed to use the area under the korah and in between the lechiyayim, because that's considered part of the chatzer. But when you border a karmelus, it becomes part of the karmelus, and therefore you're not allowed to utilize that area or carry from that area into the Rosh Hashanah, although there was some machlokas. Some of the achronim suggest that under the korah is always going to be mutter, particularly if the korah is 4 tefachim wide. Okay, B'Shem, on Sunday we'll pick up with Sif. Hey, everyone have a good night.